Now, previously on Reba...
The audit went great. You are gonna love yours.
Turns out that was more of a charity for the people who donated to it than it was for the poor Caymanians.
So the charity was a scam?
Scam is such an ugly word. No, it was more of an illegal tax shelter.
I'll be working with Mrs. Hart, and Dr. Hart, you'll be down the hall with Agent Fung.
But I thought we were going to do this together. I mean, you didn't separate Barbara Jean and me.
It's just our policy with divorced couples. They're always so eager to tell on each other.
We owe the government $75,000.
How did they find out?
Fung broke me!
Something about how would I like a cup of coffee, and I said, well, hey, with the amount of money we owe you, I should buy you coffee. And then it kind of all just came out.
Barbara Jean, do you realize what you've done? Now we owe the government $75,000.
Why are you blaming her? You're the one that lied in the first place.
Yeah.
Oh,
cut it out, blabbermouth.
Okay, this is not happening. This can't be happening. I don't have $37,000, Brock.
Actually, your share would be $37,500. I'm splitting hairs. You go ahead.
I'll never be able to pay my half. I only have $18 in my purse. I don't even know who's on the $20 bill.
You know, they just put Jack Nicklaus on the Scottish five-pound note.
What? I'm a sucker for all things Scottish.
I gotta do something about this, Brock.
Why me?
Because you're the one who lied in the first place. Then you went and married Kelly McCants. Shut up. She with the wee little brain.
Oh, nice, nice. You know what? Brock, we can't talk to her when she's like this. We should just leave. And quickly.
Reba. Hey, listen, maybe you could take out a second mortgage on the house.
Fourth.
Fourth? Good God, woman, what do you do with your money?
Oh, that's it!
All right, look, maybe we can work out a payment plan with the IRS.
Oh, yeah, how about a dollar a year for 37,000 years? Because that's all I can afford!
Actually, it'd be 37,500 years.
You know what? Just get out. Listening to you gives me a headache.
Fine. Come on, Barbara Jean, let's leave Reba alone. Reba, if it makes you feel any better, I'm disgusted with myself, too.
Okay, all right, come on. Let's not leave it like this. Come here.
My roots are planted in the past, though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids.
Someone off with a lightsaber?
I will if I use the Force.
Wait a minute, Anne. When I went to sleep last night, didn't you have hair?
Yeah, I know. You know how I like to go to bed with gum in my mouth? Well, I'm not doing that anymore. Intruder?
It's Mom, cleaning the oven at 2 a.m.
Hey, maybe she's sleep cleaning.
I'm not asleep. I gotta figure a way out of this IRS debt, and I do my best thinking what I'm drinking. I mean, cleaning.
Well, is there anything that makes you want to cook? Because I think the best when I'm eating.
We've got big financial problems here. We're making some cutbacks. You ate yesterday, so technically, today is your day off, okay? I'm also thinking about selling the car.
You're not gonna get much for your car.
Not my car, Van's car.
No! You will not sell Rhonda. I will see you go to prison before I let that happen.
Hey!
Barbara Jean, how did you get in here?
I climbed in your bedroom window. I'm not knocking on your door at 2 a.m, Reba. That would be rude.
Why are you even here at all?
Because Brock's decided to sell our house.
What?
He feels so guilty, he wants to pay the whole debt, and the only way he can do that is to sell our house. I'm losing my home, Reba. My child is going to be without a home.
Does Mr. H have a broker yet?
What? Man, why would you even ask that?
I that's no reason, does he?
Okay, whoa, wait just a minute. Brock is taking care of the whole debt with the IRS, and I'm not going to have you as a neighbor?
Yeah. Isn't it awful?
It's awfully something.
I know. I mean, if I move out of this block, I'm never going to see you anymore.
Oh, no. Sure you will, Barbara Jean. You can set up lunch twice a week.
Cheyenne, don't help me. Barbara Jean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Reba, I want you to get Brock to change his mind. I mean, after all, you're the one that put that awful thought into Brock's weak and pliable brain.
No. I just told Brock to fix the problem. His weak and pliable brain came up with the rest.
Well, I blame you.
Of course you do, Barbara Jean. And you know a good way to get back at her? Use me as your realtor.
Well, how would that get back at her?
I'll drop her. She's dead weight to me anyway, and I've been thinking about going solo.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. And I don't think I can work with Mrs. H after what she's done.
Well, what is it, Reba? Do I hire your backstabbing partner, or do you help me?
I'm sorry, Barbara Jean.
Come on, Barbara Jean. I'm gonna find you a wonderful new home where you can feel safe. What's your price range?
Not much.
Then I can't guarantee safe. Here, let me walk you home. Jean, is this a bad time?
Well, actually, yeah, Henry was
great,
just
having smile.
Ooh, everything's all sparkly.
Ooh. This is Jenny. She's going to be taking pictures for the brochure.
Hello.
Van, wait.
And since Jenny was going to be here, I figured she'd take some pictures of me working my realtor magic. Down here by the couch.
But Van. Oh, that's nice, Van. I like that. Van, stop. Okay. As much as I'm enjoying the light show, we're not gonna need to make your brochure anymore.
Sure we are. Remember, this is how we're gonna get back at Mrs. H.
Yeah. But Van, I don't wanna get back at Reba anymore.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay, Barbara Jean, don't start yelling at me. I'm just here to help Van with his brochure.
But Mrs. H, remember we're no longer in business together?
You guys, I'm not mad. Last night, I had an epiphany. Do you all know what an epiphany is?
Is that some sort of booze?
No. I was going over in my mind what happened at Reba's house, and I said to myself, I said, Babby J, that's my American Idol name if I ever make it. Fingers crossed! I said, Babby J, Reba is never gonna let you move away from her. All right, now let me explain. Reba, how many times a day do you call me?
Zero.
And how many times a day do you come over here and pop in on me?
Never.
Now, how many times a day do I pop in on you?
50. And apparently sometimes at night through a window.
Exactly. Now, there's no way you would put up with that if secretly you didn't like me.
I think somebody needs to stop knocking back on the epiphany.
She always does this.
I get into trouble and she pretends to be happy and calls me a moron and a butt, you know. But then at the end of the day, she rides in and saves me. She's like my guardian angel with a really mean sense of humor.
Barbara Jean, this thing is bigger than the both of us. We're mere pawns in God's great chess game of life. And it looks like your pawn is going to be way on the other side of the chessboard.
Oh, okay, that's right. I'm a pawn. All right, I'll play along, Reba. Okay, Van, let's go get some pictures of the birdbath for that brochure.
Okay.
Yeah, birds take baths. Okay, let me get my pigeon loofah.
Hey, Mom. Is Dad here?
Oh, honey, I don't know. I just got here myself.
Well, would you give this to him? These have a range of over 2 miles, so I can call him when he gets to his new house.
Will do, Jake.
And he's still going to be able to coach my basketball team, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
And on Thursdays, we go to that diner and have waffles. We can still do that, right?
Absolutely, honey. It's going to be just like when he was over at his condo. You'll get to see him all the time.
Cool.
Yeah.
And be sure to give him that walkie-talkie, okay?
I sure will. You bet.
Hey, did I just hear Jake?
Oh, yeah, he left that for you. He said he wanted to be able to talk to you when you get into your new house.
Oh. Well, I don't think it's going to work at my new place.
Oh, yeah, he said it has a range of over 2 miles.
Yeah, well, Reba, we're not going to be moving around here. We're moving to Las Vegas.
Hey, Dad, it's me. Just wanted to tell you I love you.
Copy that, little buddy. Brock, get back in here. We need to talk about this.
What is it, Reba?
You can't move to Las Vegas.
Sure I can. It's one of the fastest growing cities in America, and they need dentists. Young, ambitious dentists.
You're not even 2 out of 3 of those things. And what about Jake?
Oh, to tell you the truth, I think Jake would be better off without me.
That's not true. Jake still needs a father.
Does he? You know, this whole IRS thing has made me realize it's just one more time that I've hurt the people I care about. I mean, face it, Reba, I'm like a tornado. Made a mess of my life and everyone else's life I'm close to.
I can't believe you're even considering this.
Yeah? Well, I am.
So you're tearing this family apart over money. Brock, you're making a huge mistake.
You know what? You may be right. But fortunately, making mistakes seems to be the only thing that I've been good at lately.
Yeah, that and being a butt. Stupid.
Uh-oh. You're muttering. Someone did something dumb.
Only your dad could take a wonderful gesture like moving Barbara Jean away from me and wreck it. He wants to move to Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah. He wants to move far away because he's on this kick about all the bad stuff he's done and how he's ruined everybody else's lives.
Well, Mom, that is so not true. Did you tell him how great he is? Did you remind him of all the good stuff that he's done?
I don't think I'm the best person for that job.
Mom, Vegas, we have to do something. I don't want Dad moving to Utah.
Cheyenne, Las Vegas is in Nevada.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Los Angeles.
Barbara Jean, just take a look at the property.
Van, it's a waste of time. Reba is never gonna let this happen. She's a stalker, remember?
Van, stop trying to sell him a house.
What? Why?
Because I'm gonna talk Brock into staying.
Bingo! Nice call, Babby J. I knew you weren't going to let this happen. Oh, Reba, I wish I knew the words to Reunited by Peaches and Herb.
I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for Jake.
Right. For Jake. Yeah, it's best that we leave our bond unspoken. We'll just share a look.
Barbara Jean, she's serious. Dad wants you guys to move to Vegas.
What?
Yeah, the one in Nevada.
Mr. H can't move to Vegas. I'm not licensed to sell houses in Vegas.
Yeah, and I can't live in Vegas. I'm not allowed within 500 feet of Wayne Newton.
Okay. All right. Everybody just calm down. Why don't we make a list of all the stuff that Brock is good at, then I'll take it over there and use that to talk him into staying.
Okay.
For Jake.
Right. For Jake. Okay.
Yeah. You're creeping me out.
Okay, yeah. I'm creeping you out. Okay.
Okay, good things about Brock. Ooh, go.
I've got plenty of good things to say about Brock.
You don't get to talk. He's not moving away from you. Cheyenne.
Pass.
Pass?
Well, come back to me. I'm not good at doing this under pressure.
Van.
Pass.
Everybody can't pass. You get to pass. Van.
All right, look, I like Mr. H a lot, so let's quickly review.
Okay.
We got a fair, we got a divorce, we got midlife crisis, separation from the new wife, lying to the IRS, financial ruin, cheats at golf. He's always in the bathroom when the dinner check comes. Oddly tan.
Oh, all right, all right. That's it. I'll just do something on my own.
He's a caring and attentive lover.
Meeting's over. Hey, Brock.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I was just getting in one last tan on my Tan Blaster 2000 before I send it back. I don't want to stand out in the desert.
Really? Are there a lot of orange people in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Well, look, Brock, I was telling the kids about what you said about the tornado and ruining people's lives. And man, you should have heard them singing your praises.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Well, what happened is they were all yelling about all the great stuff you do and talking at the same time, and it was like a love fest. I was looking at the calendar saying, what is this, Brock Day?
Really, what did Cheyenne say?
Why do you push?
They couldn't think of anything, could they?
No. Yeah. But they tried. You should have seen how hard they tried. Didn't that show you how much they care?
Look, I know they do. I know they do. I just don't want to hurt anyone anymore, and that's why I'm leaving.
That's not called leaving, Brock. That's called running away. And that's what you do every time things get tough.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about when things got tough between you and me, you ran to Barbara Jean. And when things got tough between you and Barbara Jean, you ran to the golf course. And when things are getting tough around here, you're running off to Las Vegas.
I'm just trying to do what I think is best for everyone.
Breaking up a family is not good for anybody, Brock. We did that once before. Let's not do that again.
Are we still a family, Reba?
As crazy as it sounds, yes. With everything we've got going against us, Brock, it shouldn't work, but it does. And that's why I'm able to tell you this. You got a white patch on the back of your neck.
Mrs. H, I hope you're H-A-P-P-Y.
Actually, I'm C-R-A-B-B-Y.
Oh! I just talked to Mr. H, and thanks to little Miss Susie Do-Right, that's you, I lost two commissions. The one that I would have gotten from selling their house, and the one that I would have gotten from selling them a new one. Three, actually, because when I heard about it, I was with another client. I lost my temper and took it out on them. Excuse me, Mr. Montgomery, what's a bonus room? It's a bonus! Be happy!
So they're not moving to Las Vegas?
That's right. Miss Susie, 2 and 2 makes 4. They're not going anywhere. Mr. H is Gonna come up with the money somehow to pay off the IRS. That does not involve me getting a commission. You know what? We should put up a billboard of you holding a gun that says, "Nobody move!"
So they're not moving out of state. Yet Barbara Jean is still gonna be my neighbor.
So, how does that make you feel, Mrs. H?
Pass.
Well, anyway, I think there's something wrong with Mr. H. I think he's sick, because he's got a giant red patch on the back of his neck.
Fresh Twins is next on the WB Friday.